like the things that transducers do that we don't want to do. I'm Jim Greenlee from Mayo Clinic. The first talk is titled Steering of Diffraction Limited Beams with a Two-Dimensional Array Transducer. Chen Yu Lu and this other famous fellow, J.F. Greenlee, co-authors from Mayo Clinic, of course. Chen Yu will give the talk.
Talk a little bit about limited diffraction beams. The limited diffraction beams are a class of solutions to the lossless isotropic homogeneous scalar wave equation. And theoretically, these beams have a shape which can be kept forever to infinite distance as the beam propagates. In practice, when the aperture of this beam is truncated, the modified beam continues to have deep depths of field as compared to the conventional focus beam. The possible applications of this kind of beam could be medical imaging, tissue characterization, and non-destructive evaluation of materials. Imaging of by using this kind of beam. This is the image used limited diffraction beam, which is called one type of this beam is called a radial vessel. It's produced by an annular array transducer which has 10 elements and 2.5 megahertz central frequency and 15 millimeter diameter. And you can see with this type of beam, we can get a deep depth of field over a distance, over a depth of, here it's 135 millimeters in this direction. This is the lateral direction, 110 millimeters. And this is just a phantom of tissue mimicking phantom, RMI-4138. And it has a nylon wire and tissue mimicking scattering material and tissue mimicking attenuation coefficients about 0.7 dB per centimeter per meter. And as comparison with the same annular array with a Gaussian aperture hybridization, and we can see this Gaussian, conventional Gaussian beam is focused on this depth, and the image has high resolution only around its focus. Out of focus, the image resolution is very poor. The motivation of our study here is to change the current mechanical steering of the limited diffraction beam to phased array steering with a two-dimensional array. This can eliminate the mechanical movement of the probe and increase the flexibility of beam steering and make use of techniques of Doppler measurement and the color Doppler imaging or current phased array system. Our objective is to verify the visibility of steering the limited diffraction beam in either linear or sector format with a two-dimensional array transducer. and show in a sector scan only a few patterns of elliptic rings, which are necessary to steer the limited diffraction beam to cover a steering angle from minus 45 to positive 45 degrees. To use a few patterns which could greatly simplify the associated electronic systems for processing the signal. We use the following simulation condition. First, we assume that the transducer has three central frequency of 3.5 MHz, 25 mm effective diameter, and a minus 6 dB one-way bandwidth of the transducer is about 82% of the central frequency. The transducer is diced into an array of elements which have a size about 0.64 mm by 0.64 mm. The 0.64 mm is about 1.5 wavelengths at the central frequency. And we use the discrete summation to replace the continuous integration of the Ray Sommerfeld formulation integration. And also we use 14 dry waveforms to produce the limited diffraction beam. And also perform coordinate transformation for the beam which is still off the normal position. Now this is a method to steer the beam. One is linear scan format, and the other is sector scan format. For the linear scan format, we first group the ring patterns, annular ring patterns from the two-dimensional array, and then each annular ring drive with a different waveform. And to scan the beam, we just shifted the annular ring pattern one element at a time in the scan direction. And for sector scan, we also grouped the rings from the two-dimensional elements. And when the beam's at a normal position, the annular pattern is the ring pattern is annular. It's annular. And if the beam steered off the normal position, the aperture of the two-dimensional array or this ring pattern are compensated so that the projection of the two-dimensional array to the on a plane perpendicular to the beam axis is a constant annular pattern. This is the projection direction, and this is the original array direction. And this will just show for each ring, the whole dry waveform is the same, but the delay is different. It depends on the steering angle of the beam. This is the simulation result at a distance equal to 100 millimeters away from the surface of transducer. The plot here shows the maximum of the pulse, which is Bessel pulse, in the space which is parallel to the beam axis, will pick up the maximum of each line parallel to the beam axis on a plane through the beam axis, and give a plot which shows the maximum size of this plot. And the vertical axis is the number is the amplitude of this beam, and the actual lateral axis is the which is transverse distance over the wave central wavelength. For this panel, it's in the scan direction, which is perpendicular to the beam axis. And for this panel, it's in elevation direction. And we can see here for solid line, dotted line, dashed line, and a long dashed line, which represents the beam scan of the normal position, which is 0 degree, 15, 30, and 45 degrees. And this panel shows the maximum envelope on the beam axis from distance equal to 6 millimeters to 400 millimeters away from the surface of transducer. And the axis here represents the actual distance over the diameter of transducer, which is 24 millimeters. And for these three panels, results when the aperture of the array is compensated as the beam still of the normal position. So that the projection of this aperture on a plane perpendicular to the beam axis is always a constant annular ring ring pattern. But on the right hand side, the three panels correspond to the left hand side, the three panels. But it's the fixed two-dimensional array aperture, which will give a varied projection depends on the steering angle. And in this case, we can see as the beam steer off the normal position, the limited diffraction beam have a greater distortion. However, for a small angle, like 15 degrees here, we can see that distortion is not very big. This curve is almost overlapped together at this three panel, which represent about 3.5% of average change of the projection compared to the original array array size. Now this figure is have the same format as the previous one, but it's for zeros on the x-ray. So you can see the similar effect happened here. And to see here, these two panels have difference. I mean, it's possibly distorted. Although the projection changed only in the scan direction, but on the elevation direction, the beams also distorted in the other orthogonal direction. As a comparison, we show a focused Gaussian beam, which also have the same format as this figure. But you can see for conventional Gaussian beam, the change in the scan direction only affects the beam in the scan direction, but not the elevation direction. So it seems from this figure, it's decoupled from the orthogonal axis. The Gaussian beam will shift to nearer focus because of when the beam steered, the effective size in the scan direction is reduced. So equivalently, the curvature of the wavefront is increased. In this case, you will shorten the focal length. Now from the above simulation result, we can suggest the electrical system which can be used to process the signals from the array. We can use the four patterns, use four patterns, each pattern to cover about 5%, negative to plus 5% of projection change. So here we can choose at 18 degree, 30, 37, and 40, 43 degree pattern, which means at this angle, the projection is the perfect angular ring pattern. So with this, each pattern we cover a steering angle, like for this pattern we cover from 0 to 25 degrees, and for the second one from 25 to 34, 34 to 40, and 40 to 45, give you a total of minus 45 to positive 45 steering of the beam. We have, suppose we have n-dimensional, two-dimensional array with n elements. Because of limited direction beam, it's symmetric in the elevation plane, in the elevation direction. So the number of wire connected out of the transducer is reduced by half to just n over 2, because each element on the corresponding position can be pre-connected inside the transducer. And then this signal, this wire come out to a linear array board. This linear array board has m over 2 number. M here means the number of row of the two-dimensional array transducer. And then this element are grouped into the four patterns. And then we use the switching box to choose one of these patterns to send the signal to the conventional dynamic focusing system, and I give you R output. And for transmitting the signal flow, just the reverse. So we can use 14 channel transmitter to send to the each pattern, and then the pattern are fed into linear delay to drive the transducer. The linear delay here is used to stripping the beam in a minus 45 to positive 45 degrees. Now we will give a brief discussion. Here, dimension of the array elements must be small enough to produce good limited diffraction beam. Here we choose 1.5 wavelength in each side of the rectangular array element. The number of elements of the array is large. In here we can count it's about 1700 elements for the about transducer, steer the beam from minus to positive 45 degrees. The number is even larger, we can see from previous slides, the number is even larger for linear scan. Using the elevation symmetry of the beam or the limited diffraction beam, we can reduce the number of elements by half to about 850. The electronic system is very complex for the two-dimensional array. But for a large number of, because a large number of switches are needed for linear scan, and also large number of delay elements are needed to steer the beam in the scan format. The cost power might be large too, because of a lot and a huge number of elements. And this could be reduced by using PVD ceramic polymer composite materials to reduce the crosstalk among the elements. And we can conclude from the above as following. To steer the actual symmetric limit diffraction beam with a two-dimensional array is feasible if the size of the array elements are appropriately small and effective the projection of the array to, on a plane perpendicular to the beam axis is a constant ring pattern. And the distortion of the beam is small. If the change of the projection is about a few percent, here we chose minus 5%. And this means only four elliptic ring patterns are enough for beams to steer from minus 45 to plus 45 degrees, which gives you a total change of projection about 40%. To select the selection of the electric ring is a trade-off. The number of ring patterns with children is a trade-off between the viewing angle and the complexity of the electronic system. Thank you very much.
lights are. They're behind here somewhere. Okay, catch them. One question.
Were the beam plots that you shown one way transmit only?
Yes.
Have you done the pulse echo beam plots, assuming dynamic focusing yet for this elliptical apertures?
No. Beam plots only show it's feasible to produce this kind of limited diffraction beam. As for the beam receiving, we can use the conventional dynamic focusing system, which applies for annular array, because this annular beam are grouped from two-dimensional array.
The next talk is titled "A Novel Imaging System Based on Non-Diffracting X-Waves." Dr. Testini will be